whole Y2K conversation is because people have got nothing to talk about.
No, it's because no one wanted to come to my party.
Well, I would have.
Well, see, when people
I invited you.
No, no, no. When people are hailing me as the next Nostradamus, you'll see.
No. Time to go. KFI Los Angeles.
More stimulating talk radio.
Phil Hendry.
You dumb s***.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. And 1-800-520-1-KFI. Phil Hendry Show here. Hope you had a wonderful Christmas. For me, it was a good time. Had our family over, and we dumped hundreds of millions of dollars worth of gifts all over the kids. Just poured wealth, poured opportunity, wealth, position, and prominence all over them. And time will tell whether they really appreciate it or not. Time will tell whether they really appreciate how lucky they've got it or not. And you can talk to your blue in the face to kids about how you know that there are other kids today who are eating out of garbage cans, and they'll nod up and down and say, uh-huh, we know, yeah, the teacher told us about it. But in point of fact, they don't. They don't get it. And that's all right. Someday they will. I mean, let's hope that they don't have to learn it the hard way, but someday they'll get the fact that the world is made up of all kinds of people, and, you know, Santa Claus just don't come to everybody. Because we dumped millions of dollars on them yesterday, and let's see, one of the kids got a Yamaha keyboard. I would love to have this thing for myself. $350 worth of the most awesome effects, all kinds of stuff on this keyboard, all kinds of sampling capability on this thing. Laid this on him, gave him a BB gun, which, of course, he starts shooting into the neighbor's yard. Gave him I forget what else, all kinds of stuff, man. He had it all. And by about midway through Christmas Day, the keyboard is sitting around and all the crap's laying on the floor and the headphones are laying there. And I'm saying, hey, do you want to get one? Don't you, you know, can I? And then, of course, I sat down to use it because I love this thing. Hey, what are you doing? You know, in other words, there's a territorial thing there. But he didn't want to necessarily use it. He wants to take that BB gun and start shooting at cans with it. I was completely against buying a BB gun, by the way. I was against it. I didn't see any reason for it. I did not see any reason for getting this kid the BB gun because, frankly, I've said, well, let's get a target and with a little BB trap in the back, teach them target practice. Well, this was about as boring as it gets within about 2 minutes. And then he was out putting up bottles. And then, of course, it was let's shoot at the ducks and birds. I said, you're not going to kill any animals, okay? And I'm not talking about being anti-hunting. I'm saying the gratuitous murder of living creatures is not something I necessarily think a 14-year-old kid needs to know. It's not his sport. It's not something he can relax doing. It's not something that teaches him anything. It's not harmless fun. It is a cruel, needless, gratuitous bunch of crap. So I said, no, you're not going to be shooting any birds. Well, come on. The kid's like giving me an argument. I said, no. So what happened was toward the end of the day, I'd about had it with these kids. Toward the end of Christmas. And Maria says to me, well, I don't want them to think that, you know, we're picking on their... I said, you know, I'm not trying to pick on them. I'm trying to educate them. And I could be wrong. I said, I'm just trying to educate them to certain things. Because he's out there. He's setting up cans on the side of the house. And with his back to his younger brother, he's setting up cans. Then I see the kid brother standing there with the gun pointed at the back of his head. I said, guys, there's a certain thing called gun safety. And here's what it is, and you have to, and this was not the first time I explained it to them. You have to understand that you got to hold the barrel of a gun a certain way when there are people around, like pointed at the ground with the safety on. And then Catherine starts to give me a song and a dance about whether Santa Claus left something that I said he did. See, she put she had her list. She says, well, you need to keep the list. I said, why do I need to keep the list? Because Santa Claus needs to double check it against what he's got in his sled. I look at Maria like, what is this crap you're telling her? Oh, I see. So the lists have to be left so Santa can double check against his inventory in the sleigh? Yeah, that's what Mommy said. Okay, great. All right, hang your list up here near the stocking. So I got this bag of poppers. I don't know if you know what these are, but the British use these at Christmas time. You pull them apart, and out pops a little joke and a little plastic soldier and a hat. And they're called poppers. The English use these at Christmas time. So I got a bag of these for my next-door neighbor who's British. So I took this bag of poppers, and I hung it up over her stocking, and I took her list down. So the next morning, Christmas morning, she finds this, and she says, look what Santa left me. I said, oh, yeah, Catherine, I wanted to mention that to you. Santa Claus told me that that was for everybody, but I just hung it there because I needed a place to hang it. She's given me an argument about it. No, he didn't. Well, yes, he did, because he talked to me. I'm an adult. He only talks to adults.
No, he didn't. You're mine.
I said, let me explain something to you. I talked to Santa Claus. I know what he said. He said, these are for everybody.
Nah.
So?
Buonasera. Vi ringraziamo per aver scelto di volare con Phil Henry Air. Voleremo ad un'altitudine di 30.000 piedi e cappuccino.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Boy, there are all kinds of lists this time of year. They're the best this and the best that. The number one guy, the number one woman, the number one sports team, the number one everything. There's a young the organization here in Los Angeles called Young Latins on the Move. It's a business association of young minority business owners. We're talking business owners from the age of, say, 18 up to 30. And Luis Villanueva is with us. He is with the organizations. I don't know whether or not you have an official capacity with this group, Luis, but we welcome you to the show. Are you the president?
Okay, Phil, what we do is basically have a chairman of a council that oversees some of the different activities, okay, that we will be engaged in over the next year. We have youth fairs, okay, business fairs, okay. We got a seminar that we do with high school students, young entrepreneurs coming out of high school. Okay, we also have a traveling seminar, traveling symposium, okay, that essentially travels up and down the coast of the West Coast, coast of California, okay, to talk to young people in schools and junior college, okay. So I organize some of those events and act as a chairman here in Southern California to encourage membership and to isolate and identify young minority members who are starting businesses.
So you were out there in the community looking for young people in the minority community who are starting up businesses.
That is correct. And they're rudimentary businesses, okay? They're basic businesses. Some of them are as simple as auto detailing business, okay? And some of them can be car stereo or auto sound businesses, okay? We have home repair. We have home cleaning, okay? Carpet cleaning. They're very basic business. Okay, but they are business that, okay, helps young people, young Latin people, young members of the community, minority members of the community, identify what they do best and become members of our organization so that we can help promote their business.
Okay, so but they're all Latin, Hispanic?
Minority, primarily people of color, young people of color who are starting business, but a lot of them are young Latin men. We do encourage young Latin males to stand up and be counted in the business community.
That's a tremendous undertaking. I mean, I really hail you for that. Now, you have a list, and this is a business list, or you call this, what is this, a list of the top soft drinks?
Okay, what we do is we have kind of got the Millennium Bug, too, along with so many other entities, organizations, the magazines. Okay, and we have identified in the youth market, obviously, the desire for young people to purchase soft drinks other than drinks other than alcoholic beverage soft drinks. And we have compiled a list of the top 10 soft drinks of the 20th century to encourage young Latins, young people of color, to not be beholden to the large corporations, Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, RC Cola. These are multi-billion dollar corporations that have taken an awful lot of money out of the minority community and Latin, the community of young people of color, the Latin community. And we are encouraging young Latin people and young people of color to purchase other brands of soft drinks that we think are undervalued and we think need our help and need the support of young people in the community. And
well, why soft drinks? Why are you identifying soft drinks and talking about that?
Primarily because it's something that young people are involved in. and that it's something that, okay, that young people of color, young Latin people certainly spend as much money, if not more, than other young people to purchase soft drinks, soda pop, and what have you. And if they put all their money into, okay, Coca-Cola or, okay, 7-Up, Pepsi, they're simply putting their money into a predictable receiver, a predictable receptacle of enormous amounts of money in the soft drink business. And those corporations just hold on to that money. And whether or not they reinvest it into the Latin community, the Hispanic community, is something else entirely. So we're looking at other corporations that produce a soft drink, or soda pop, if you will, okay, and we'll respect, I think, the money is being paid by young Latin people and young people of color. And
well, you have a list here, okay, Luis, of 10 different soft drinks that you think are, and your organization, Young Latins on the Move, believe, are worthy of young Hispanic people investing in. Why?
First of all, I think they're quality products, okay? I think that the company, Sunny Delight, Otter Pop, Squeeze It.
Okay, before we get to the list, why do you think that these are worthy companies?
Because, first of all, I think they make, okay, a superior product to Coke and 7-Up and Pepsi. That's number one. Number two, they're relatively inexpensive compared to Coke, 7-Up, and Pepsi. And if you're talking about young people in the Latin community or young people in the African-American community who may not have the disposable income that young white people have, these are good soft drinks, if you will, and soda pop, if you will, drinks that they can buy. They patronize these businesses, and the next thing you know, these are businesses that are a little bit more beholden to the Latin community, African American community.
All right, let's look at the drinks you have here. Sunny Delight.
Right, Phil. We have Sunny Delight, Otter Pop, Squeeze It.
Now, what's Otter Pops?
Otter Pops are little plastic bottles that are shaped like an otter, look like a little otter, like the animal that lives off the Pacific coast.
An otter, the otter that eats the albacore?
Right. It's some of the otter lives in salt water, some of it lives in lake water. But Otter Pop looks like an otter, but it's got all juice in it. You're supposed to freeze up, okay? But a lot of people like to drink straight out of it.
So you don't freeze it, you drink it?
You don't freeze it, you drink it, exactly. Squeeze It is the same thing. It comes in a plastic bottle. You rip off the plastic top, you drink it down. It's very, very refreshing. Squeeze It. Orange Bang is another, okay. Bubble Up is another. Hawaiian Punch. Number 7 is Kool-Aid. Number 8 is Tang. Number 9, Yoo-Hoo. And number 10 is Dr. Brown's Cream Soda. These are entirely viable soft drinks that the Latin community, the Hispanic community, and the African-American community, I think, should support and put their revenue into, okay, as opposed to supporting the traditional corporations of Coke, 7-Up, Pepsi, and RC Cola, who we have yet to see them do anything for the Latin community, for the Hispanic community, for the African-American community. I don't think they recognize what we contribute. But if we contribute money to Sunny Delight and Otter Pop, you know, someday we're going to have an entire corporation beholden to the Hispanic community.
All right, so your idea being, as a member of this Young Latins on the Move, a business association, to get young Latin and Hispanic consumers to buy Sunny Delight, Otter Pops, and Squeeze-Its, because eventually you'll have a real financial stake in those companies.
I do. I believe that. And that is the beginning. Giving your money to a corporation like that, making sure that they identify you as their number one target demographic, suddenly they are beholden to you. And you make them, you break them, you own them. And there are a lot of different advertising slogans that we can help Sunny Delight, Squeeze It, Orange Bang, and so on, identify the Hispanic community.
Well, I saw there are a couple of these that you faxed over to us. Make It a Tang Tonight. What was it? Yo S.A. Make It a Tang Tonight?
Yo S.A. Make It a Tang Tonight, right. Was one of them. Yo S.A. You Down with Dr. Brown. What's Up Holmes? Kick It with a Kool-Aid.
What's Up Holmes? Kick It with a Kool-Aid. And the other one, Yo Holmes, Squeeze It is Cool.
Squeeze It Cool. Sunny Delight is Good. Kick It with a Squeeze It. These are different advertising slogans that the Latin community, Hispanic community, African-American community can identify with. And eventually, we take our money away from Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, and RC Cola.
This is a very, very unusual, first of all, unusual conversation that I'm having. I've talked to an awful lot of so-called minority organizations dedicated to inspiring the growth of minority-owned businesses. But I've never had one identify a specific area of business, not only for entrepreneurial investigation and ownership, but for consumer interest, and that is soft drinks. So you're essentially saying Hispanics, African Americans, take your money out of Coke and 7-Up and give it to Sunny Delight and Otter Pops.
Otter Pops, Squeeze It, Orange Bang, Bubble Up, all that. Bubble Up is a drink that used to be very, very popular. Treat your lady right. Get her a Bubble Up tonight is one of the things that that we are looking at so that you get the Hispanic community off that Coke, 7-Up, and Pepsi kick and get them into Bubble Up and Squeeze It and Otter Pop. That way, you have split the market, and you made these viable players in the soft drink, if you will, a soda pop environment.
Okay, Luis Brás Villanueva is our guest as he talks about taking money away from the minority monies away from Coke, 7-Up, and Pepsi and spending it on Sunny Delight, Otter Pops, and Squeeze-Its as we hit the new millennium. And they've identified 10 drinks as the top 10 soft drinks of the 20th century. Sunny Delight, Otter Pop, Squeeze-Its, Orange Bang, Bubble Up, Hawaiian Punch, Kool-Aid, Tang, Yoo-Hoo, and Dr. Brown's Cream Soda. All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Show here. Our 800 number is out, so we can't get any national calls in yet. If you're getting a busy signal, it's because the 800 line is, for whatever reason, is out. It's one of the reasons why I really thought long and hard about doing that afternoon drive fill-in last week here in Los Angeles, because I knew the minute that you throw a curveball to the phone company, it might take them weeks, days, months to recover. They're working on it right now. Great. 20 minutes into my show, they're working on it right now. So we got no 800 line nationally, and we'll just keep futzing on through here with Luis Villanueva. Luis, thank you. We were hoping to take some phone calls. We can't. But let's talk about your organization, Young Latins on the Move. What is that organization?
Okay, so Young Latins on the Move is an organization that believes in taking young ideas from young entrepreneurs in the minority community and give them a fighting chance. That is with seed money, with promotion, utilizing those ideas in the minority community and hopefully expand that out into a broader area of the community so that all business can begin to become as multi-diverse and multi nationalistic or whatever, multiracial as our people on this country. I believe that, as far as I'm concerned, all people are entitled to, a moving up in this country. And
okay, so your organization does that. It promotes, as you say, Hispanic or minority ownership. But you're talking about a list here of soft drinks: Sunny Delight, Otter Pops, Squeeze-Its, Orange Bang, Bubble Up, Hawaiian Punch, Kool-Aid, Tang, Yoo-Hoo, and Dr. Brown's Cream Soda as the soft drinks that Hispanic people and African Americans should buy.
That is correct. That is correct. Because, again, Phil, we have given as much of our money, if not more, to Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, RC Cola than anybody else. I'm trying to identify perfectly fine soft drinks. I mean, these are good drinks. Have you ever had a Sunny Delight? I mean, you've had a Coke, right?
Yeah, I've had a Coke. I've had Diet Cokes. I've had 7-Ups. I've had Pepsi Cola. I've had RC Cola.
Have you ever had a Sunny Delight?
I don't know that I've had Sunny Delight.
Okay. Sunny Delight is the bomb. Otter Pops is out of sight. Otter Pops is the bomb. You know, you squeeze that into your mouth. It's very refreshing. Bubble Up. Damn, Bubble Up, I mean, it's been around for a long time.
And I do remember Bubble Up. I didn't even know that Bubble Up was still being made. So, I mean, I appreciate you giving me the information that I can still get a Bubble Up.
Well, that's right. I mean, all these are good drinks. Why do I want to sit there and kick it with a Pepsi? Well, like I said, you can kick it with a Squeeze-It. What's up, Holmes? Kick it with a Kool-Aid. And
Kool-Aid is something that I remember. But I don't know that Kool-Aid is anything that I would choose now as an adult man. Of course, you are talking about young adults, right?
We're talking about teenagers on up to young adults. And Yoo-Hoo is so far better than 7-Up that I can't even begin to talk to you about it. Dr. Brown's Cream Soda. I mean, that stuff is the bomb compared to RC Cola. Orange Bang, Bubble Up. And
so in your top 10 drinks of the 20th century, you don't even include Coke and 7-Up because you don't even think they taste good.
Not only have we been putting our money into the wrong company, but I think they suck. Squeeze It's out of sight. Have you ever had a Squeeze It?
I know my kids drink Squeeze It.
Squeeze It's great. Orange Bang is great. Bubble Hawaiian Punch. Everybody loves Hawaiian Punch. I mean, I know people buy whole cans of that and sit around and drink that. A lot, especially Latin folk, African-American people drink a lot of Hawaiian Punch.
Why do African-Americans and Latin people drink a lot of Hawaiian Punch? I mean, in other words, you got Coke, 7-Up.
Because it's relatively inexpensive. It's a good drink. It's a refreshing drink. Tang the same way. Yoo-hoo the same way. Dr. Brown Cream Soda, Squeeze It, Otter Pop, Sunny Delight. You take a look at some of these drinks that they have now, which young Latin people and young African-American people have been drinking for a long time. IBC Cream Soda is another example of that. Sassafras, Sarsaparilla.
Now, what is sassafras?
You can get sarsaparilla by the bottle, or you get sarsaparilla by the bottle. That's a great, old, classic American drink that has gone by the board because Coca-Cola, 7-Up, and Pepsi, have taken over the advertising. And
so what you're looking for here, is a shift in power from Coca-Cola, 7-Up, and Pepsi, here for the new millennium, a shift in power away from them.
Over the Sunny Delight, Phil, that's right, over the Otter Pops and sarsaparilla. Right.
You want to bring back sarsaparilla.
Pretty much. But what we're trying to do is bring it back to a whole new generation of Americans, not just the same mainstream people, but minority people, Latin people, black people, Native American people. Because we can get Squeeze It and Otter Pops, a whole new revolution with Native American, Chinese American, all the Chinese, all that stuff.
All right, well, I think that it's very, very ambitious, and again, I think it's unusual, and not necessarily a bad thing, but very unusual for an organization such as yours to begin to foment almost a revolution against these staid, long-standing American corporations and trying to have a shift in consumerism over to different companies, but you're starting it with soft drinks and soda pops, and I don't know how successful you could be because people's habits in that regard are very, very instilled. I mean, isn't Sunny Delight more or less a kid drink?
I think Sunny Delight has targeted kids. I think you can, but it's been a drink that teenagers have had, but nobody knows about it, see? If I get on your program, I start talking about Sunny Delight and the Otter Pop, you know that tomorrow people are going to go in the store and look for it.
It would be interesting to see if we could track the purchase of Otter Pops and Squeeze-Its tomorrow in the minority community, as opposed to the purchase of Coke, 7-Up, Pepsi, and RC Cola, the purchase of Orange Bang, Bubble Up, as opposed to the others.
It would be interesting. I think you will find that they're going to be a spike. Tomorrow, you could take a look at Dr. Brown Cream Soda to be a spike in sales. Squeeze It's going to spike in the sales. That's what I'm talking about.
All right, we'll be back with Luis Brass Villanueva. It's the Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show, and I give you a phone number. We got none right now. We got no phones. And Mr. Villanueva, my apologies. I certainly fully anticipated that we would be able to take some phone calls from our listeners. That is not the case.
You know, Phil, I would say that if they want to get in touch with me, they can at our local office. It's 213-251-3189. We do want people to get involved in pushing some of these new soft drinks and making people aware of them. And
What is that number again?
Right, our local office for young Latins on the Move is 213-251-3189 because we really think that, I'm getting tired of Coke and 7-Up. I think Yoo-Hoo and Tang... It can be a beautiful thing, you know.
If we get more people drinking that. What about guys like me?
If you do too, that's good too. But I mean, my thing is not about telling you, a white man, what to do. My thing is about telling my brothers and sisters what to do in terms of, where they're at. You know, sort of the Latin community, getting Squeezes and Yoo-Hoo and Bubble Up, I can have more influence on them than I can on anybody else.
All right, let me get to one local call here in Los Angeles. Wilmington, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yo, what's up, homeboy? What's all this talk about Bubble Up and 7-Up, all these loser drinks? Why do we have to be drinking all them loser drinks?
What we'll do, we'll have you on some other night, Mr. Villanueva, and talk about this crap, which is certainly what it is, and see if we can't, get some, I may...
Never mind, Mr. Henry. I can hear you stumbling around. You just want to hang up on me, don't you?
Yeah, primarily I do want to hang up on you. I want to move on and pretend like this never happened.
I'm real sorry about your phones messing up. It seems like young Latins on a move got better things going on than you do. You know,
well, I mean, I'm having problems with, there's no reason. I'm having problems with our 800 number tonight.
Right. Well, that's what I'm talking about. Maybe if you had some young Latin people working on a phone company, some African-American people working on a phone company, maybe you had some young, motivated Hispanic people working a phone company, you wouldn't have this mess up tonight. You got white people working a phone company or what?
I don't know who's working at the phone company tonight, but we don't have any phones. So
and you sound depressed about it.
Yeah, I'm a little bit depressed about it. I mean, we're back from Christmas vacation.
See, that's the whole thing that I preach against, though. I preach against being defeated. You should never be defeated. You know what I'm saying? You should never be defeated. You should always move ahead and look on the bright side.
And, well, the bright side here is what?
That you have me on the air talking about squeezing not a pop.
That I have you on the air talking about Squeeze-Its and Otter Pop is a very good thing. Yes, let's go out and drink more Squeeze-Its and Otter Pops and Sunny Delight, and let's take the business away from Coke, 7-Up, and Pepsi. But it's kind of just you and I talking, unless I can get some calls from my listeners. You know what I mean?
Well, I understand that, but let's look at it this way. I could be educated. You know, it's possible I'm more interested than anybody's going to call your show tonight.
It's possible, but I mean, you know, I've gotten basically the whole idea out of you about Squeeze-Its and Otter Pops and Hawaiian Pops. There's nowhere else I can go, okay?
Well, I think there is. I think you could talk about making this available to the minority community in interesting ways.
Well, I don't really want to do that, okay? I don't want to hang up on you, but I gotta go, okay?
Okay, man, if that's how you feel about it. You know,
well, I mean, that's just how I feel about it, all right? Look, it's enough to know that you're trying to push Otter Pops in the minority communities. I think that's good. And certainly I want all of the success in the world directed in your... Not that I want to take any business away from Coke.
I know. You have friends at Coke?
I'm sorry?
You have friends working at Coke?
No, I don't have any friends who work at Coke. I'm just saying, although our show is heard in Atlanta, which is where Coca-Cola is based, I'm just saying that it's certainly a wonderful thing to have a variety of... I got to go, okay?
You are kind of bummed out, aren't you?
No, I'm done with you. Goodbye. Thank you.
You know, maybe if you had a squeeze it or something.
Yeah, maybe a squeeze it'll make me feel better.
I think it would.
All right, maybe a bubble up or something. I'll go get one.
All right.
Thank you.
You got it.
Bye.
Bye.
You got any Squeeze-Its in there, man? Or you fresh out of Squeeze-Its and Otter Pops? Anyway, so back from Christmas vacation we are, and certainly I don't want to waste any more of Mr. Villanueva's time if our 800 line is completely dead tonight, and it is. Ordinarily, you could call that line. I don't know what it was. We were doing some fill-in last week, so we had to redirect our 800 line to an earlier time in the day, and I'm suspecting that having to redirect it back to 7 o'clock Pacific is what fouled us up. So we have no phone capability tonight, and that's fine with me. I mean, we can just continue on with the show, but I'm certainly not going to keep Mr. Villanueva hanging around when he has so much more important business to do, like pushing Squeeze-Its out there in the Latin community, so that all that business don't go to Coke, 7-Up, RC Cola, and Pepsi. Although, this past weekend, we drank a whole lot of Squirt, a ton of Fresca. I think we had a few Diet Dr. Peppers, but not much. We did buy IBC cream sodas, and we did get some Dr. Browns. As a matter of fact, that Fresca and that Squirt, I'm having a hard time figuring out what the difference is between the two of them. I happen to like Fresca better than Squirt, but I don't think there's any difference. I think I'm the victim of a marketing ploy, which, as we all have heard over the years, is most possibly prevalent in the soft drink community, and that is things like Tab and Diet Coke are the same damn thing. And I didn't have a chance to ask Mr. Villanueva about that. Is Fresca and Squirt the same thing, Mr. Villanueva? I don't know. We bought like two cases of this crap, and I swear to God, it's the same damn drink, although the kids kept telling me, Fresca's better. I said, well, they're both grapefruit drinks, and they're both carbonated, and they're both damn good, but I don't know what the difference is. Yeah, Mr. Pibb and Dr. Pepper, the same thing. Miss Pibb is what, for women? See, the reason why they do this is they want to identify separate markets. Tab is for women. Diet Coke is for men. Same drink. No difference. Squirt, Fresca. I don't know if that's the same company, but if it is the same company, I would bet you that Fresca is intended for women, Squirt is intended for men. And I'll bet you that Mr. Pibb is more of a youth drink, and Dr. Pepper is probably more of something that adults drink. But that's what they do, and they're able to split the market or identify a market that otherwise would be untapped. Diet Coke, I don't know how many women bought that crap, but when they came out with Tab, man, actually Tab was first, then Diet Coke. Tab, no guy would drink. I wouldn't drink it. My sisters drank that stuff. My mom drank Tab, and it was whatever. It was kind of watered down Coca-Cola with the artificial sweetener. It tasted like crap. It was in a pink can. No guy's going to go near that. Although the original Tab was in a bottle, I think. Had a funny-looking snowflake design. Remember Tab and that snowflake? I don't know what it was. I wouldn't go near it with a 10-foot pole. But then when they came out with Diet Coke, yeah, that's a guy's drink. I'll go for that. Next thing I know, it's the same drink. 10 years later, some disgruntled ex-Coca-Cola employee is heard before a Senate subcommittee. Diet Coke's the same bloody drink. Now, what do you think of that? And the shock, the guffaws, the intake of breath, the snorts are heard across the plains. Well, the same thing for the rest of that crowd. So we drank a hell of a lot of that. And a lot of beer. By the way, I put 4, 5, 6 Heinekens in the freezer. I'm just giving you a breakdown of my Christmas weekend. How about that? Why don't we just go slow into this week? Why don't we go gently into this week? And I'll just talk about my Christmas weekend for the first hour. And the next hour, we'll see what Mike got for Christmas. And then the third hour, we'll thank Mike again for getting those clogs for my wife. Did you have a good Christmas? Well, I put 6 Heinekens in the freezer. Brain surgeon that I am, because I'm going to get these nice and cold because my brother-in-law was over, and I know he liked to pop those down. And I went back, and sure enough, thank God the bottle didn't break, but it had all spilled out. The whole freezer stinks to high heaven. Smells like a brewery in there. And so we did that. I had some of that rot gut that, by the way, I went to the store to get some Coors Light because my in-laws drink that. My father-in-law and my mother-in-law drink Coors Light. And I'm with one of the kids, and they said, do you drink Coors? No, I wouldn't drink that swill water if you paid me, which is true. I wouldn't. And the guy from Coors is loading the shelves, standing there. I noticed him giving me this look. Nice guy, but he was kind of giving me a look like, he was giving me a look of hurt, of pain, like, ooh, ow. You're like, ooh. And the kids kept asking, and I don't know why it didn't register that the Coors guy is standing there loading the shelf. And I'm going, oh, no, I would not drink Coors Light. Why, Philip? Why won't you drink it? Well, I think it's watered-down crud. I think there are far better beers. I don't know whether the kids were doing it on purpose. They might have been doing it on purpose. I think they spotted the guy's Coors insignia and went, now let's really get a fist fight going. So they're asking me, how come you don't like Coors? Well, I think it's, why do you guys ask me all these questions? I think it's pee water, that's why. You know what I mean by pee water? It tastes like crap. I wouldn't drink that stuff. And I look over, and the guy who's loading the Coors, he's like, ooh, ow, he's got this look at his face like I'm shooting him with BBs. And I finally said to him, oh, my God, do you work for Coors? He goes, yeah. I said, I'm awfully sorry. I said Coors Light I don't like, not a regular Coors. Oh, yeah. So I went over dutifully and feeling guilty as hell and got a case of regular Coors and stuck it into the basket because I felt so bad for this guy standing there ripping on this dude's, you know, how this cat makes a living. And like I said, he was trying to be very nice. So there you go. And I guess who had to drink it because my in-laws were going to drink that stuff. I had to sit there and drink all that stinking Coors. So I alternated back and forth. One Heineken, one Coors, one Heineken. And speaking of that, there was a hell of a lot of booze drunk at our house this weekend. Let me tell you what. How about your place? Do you guys get into that? Yeah, a fair amount. I mean, Schaefer, you're an ex-Catholic. Are you a Jack Catholic? Are you full on? Yeah, you go to church. And I go because my wife wants me to go. So yeah. But we didn't drive any place. We made everybody drive to us. By the way, thank you, Frank. Frank from Arizona Iced Tea stopped by with his lovely wife and his daughter. Nice to see them. And then I'm sitting there with my brother-in-law. I turned him onto that Don Julio. I must have got 15 bottles of Don Julio. Boy, you know, you open your big fat mouth, and I got bottles of Don Julio for the next year. I'm going to be drinking that stuff. So me and Jelko there, we started drinking that swill there Christmas night. And then my mother, my dear little mother, my dear little 86-year-old mother, she's sitting down, and she says, I said, Mom, how about a little champagne? Because I don't really, you don't keep any white wine around. I mean, we're not white wine drinkers. You want some champagne? Oh, I don't. You know how some people, they don't want you to know they drink? They don't want you to know they belly up, so they're, oh, well, I don't think. Well, maybe just if I could chase it with some water. Sure, Mom, no problem. So I pour a big thing of champagne and a big tumbler of water. Oh, this is great. Oh, I love this. And she's, you know, did she touch the water? Not. Yeah, she's swelling that down. Well, I just need a little water back with my champagne. Sticks her finger in the water and licks it. Here's a little Jack Day, a little bit of little JD with that, Mom, huh? So then I had this bottle of Chambord. You ever had that? It's like a raspberry-flavored liqueur. I can't stand this stuff, but we have it in the house for, like, people who want it with coffee. And I said, hey, try some of this, Mom. Oh, what is that? And she said, oh, my God, she drank the whole bottle. You try pouring that over vanilla ice cream? No. No, I can't do that. I can't. I got to keep the hair on my chest. So anyway, that was that. And then we threw them all out at midnight. Dragged my mother and my sisters to the front door, rolled them out of the front of the driveway. And I said, get in the car and get out of here. And it was a great time. Okay, Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
The holidays. You'd like to spend them with family and friends, but it's a 12-hour drive each way. You could fly, but full-fare airline tickets are, well, so full-fare. Pay what you want to pay for holiday travel. Log on to Priceline.com and name your own price for airline tickets, even hotel rooms. You won't be driving, you're not staying home, and you're certainly not paying full fare. Name your own price at Priceline.com.
Henry here at whatever number we're going to use. I don't know what's working tonight. I guess the local lines were working for a while, but they're not, and the national number is completely down, and so high. How are you? We'll see how it works here in the next hour of our show. We do have Doug Danger scheduled to come on. He is the entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier, and he'll have his picks of the top 10 movies of the last millennium. The top 10 movies of the last 1,000 years, he's going to have at 8 o'clock as Doug Danger picks them, and you tell us what you think about them. And I was going to tell you more about our Christmas weekend. I would also like to acknowledge, though, at this time, the incredible turnout that we had on Thursday night at GameWorks at the Block at Orange for the CD signing. Had a lot of folks there. We made $8,000. Got a little scary there. The crowd got a little ugly. Somebody tried hassling Schaefer. How come you're cutting the line off? Yada, yada, yada. Because I got there at 8, and, you know, I'd like to sign till 10:30. I don't really want to spend the night there. And so you have to, at some point, go back in the line and say, okay, this is the end of it. Now the rest of you guys will probably have to order online if you don't mind. Well, somebody got upset, and Sam was a little nervous, and Doc was getting a little fidgety, and, you know, I didn't have time. And the food there was fantastic. Oh, my God. They were the best buffalo wings that I never ate. They were great, somebody told me. And I didn't have a chance to eat any of that stuff. And they brought over all kinds of egg rolls and chicken chow mein and shish kebab and beef kebab. Whole side of beef. Big, huge, gigantic beers. I didn't get a taste of any of it. Because the folks were there. And naturally, you want to meet and greet, press the flesh, and do what you can to try to help the great people of my friend's place. In any event, we made $8,000 on Thursday night. Put that together with the 10 G's we made over at Rock Honda and our online sales, and we're very possibly close to $30,000 in excuse me, in the first few days of our effort to raise money for my friend's place with the Best of the Phil Hendry Show 1999 CD, Communism is Neat. So if you'd like a copy of that CD, you can go to philhendryshow.com. philhendryshow.com. It is our official website. You can order it online. It's $23.50 online. $20 at our signings. We'll let you know when we do the next one. The $350 is shipping and handling. And I don't know when we're going to do the next one. I know this weekend is a little jammed up. It's New Year's, and we definitely don't want to be out there in the middle of that. Not that I'm worried about Y2K. I could care less. It's just that I don't want to be out working on New Year's week. New Year's week, we're working. And you sure don't want to be out on a day when you don't think anybody's going to show up because everybody's watching a ball game. So we will mention when we are having our next signing. I don't know if it'll be the next weekend because Al and Viola are having their 45th wedding anniversary. We're supposed to be hosting that, and you don't care, do you? How are we doing with the phones? Nothing. Our national phones are down. You know what? I'm not going to make a big effort at trying to get anything going with our callers until after the top of the hour, okay? Till after 8 o'clock. That's 11 o'clock Pacific. So screw it. So let me tell you what I got for Christmas. I got a Picasso tie from the... You guys don't care. Forget it. Yes.
What are you doing?
The phones are down, okay?
Well, what are you... Why don't you do something?
The phones are down. I can't take any calls.
What? Yeah, I understand the phones are down. I've heard that. So why don't you keep going?
Well, your phone doesn't sound...
Never mind how my phone sounds. Why don't you keep going?
Because I just,
Tell them what you got for Christmas.
I got a Picasso tie.
That's nice. From where?
From the Picasso Museum in Barcelona.
Yeah, that's very nice. What else you get?
I got one of those globe bars.
Now what's a globe bar?
Well, it looks like a globe of the world, and you lift up the lid, and you can put bottles in it.
Well, you do drink, don't you?
Not a lot. I mean...
Your wife gave that to you, huh?
Yes, she gave that to me. I mean, I'm not saying that it's a necessity.
I mean, it's all right. Just admit it.
I have a drink every now and again.
You have a drink every now and again. All you've been talking about for the last 20 minutes is beer, some crap that you gave your mom, champagne, and now you got yourself a globe bar. So you got booze and a tie. Is that what you got?
No, I got more than that.
It's all right. Just admit that you drink. Admit you're a juice hound.
No, I won't admit I'm a juice hound. I got a globe bar. I got a,
Well, how many bottles of Don Julio Blanco did you get?
About three.
A globe bar, three bottles of Don Julio Blanco, a tie. Any other booze?
Well, not.
Oh, not what? Any other booze?
Not so you'd notice.
What'd you get?
I got a bottle of Pimm's Cup.
Pimm's Cup? Holy Christ. Do you know what that is?
Yes, I know what it is. It's an aperitif, okay?
An aperitif. You're putting your mom down for drinking that liqueur. You're drinking Pimm's Cup?
Very funny.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
What?
Have you thrown up in the tie yet? Because you're bound to throw up in the tie.
I ain't worn the tie yet, okay? It's a Picasso.
Oh, a Picasso. So even if you puked on it, you wouldn't know, would you? Look, Phil, just do the list of the crap you got. Is there anything on the list other than booze?
Yes, there's a lot of stuff other than booze.
Great, then do that. And we'll worry about the phone calls.
All right. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff here, okay? I got an electric car. And
an electric car, what's that?
It was something one of the kids wanted, so I bought one for myself. It was a little electric car that you race up and down the street. You know those ones?
So you have yourself a shot at tequila and you go out and drive it around, huh? A little drinking and driving. Not a problem. It's just a little small toy car.
That's all it is. Yeah, I have myself a shot of tequila, and then I crack it up into a curb, exactly, on purpose. I got a CD case. I got a nice ring from Egypt.
A ring from Egypt? Now tell me about that. A phone call?
No, not a phone call. It's a ring. It's a lapis lazuli ring that I got from that Maria had made for me. Some friends of ours was traveling in Cairo, and
some friends of yours was traveling in Cairo.
Some friends of mine were traveling in Cairo, and they had it made, and it's very nice.
All right. What else?
I got a guitar, an acoustic guitar, but I don't know how to tune it.
You don't know how to tune? Oh, that's good. Why did you get a guitar?
I don't know. My wife, I think, saw me playing a guitar once at a party, so I don't know how to tune it.
Well, there's something that'll take up a couple hours. Ask people how to tune a guitar.
I don't think so, David.
Ask them how to tune a guitar.
Okay, you guys, how do you tune a guitar? And then I got a bottle of, like I said, Pimm's Cup. I got a cocktail menu booklet.
A cocktail menu booklet.
And three bottles of Don Julio.
Yeah, not much booze at your house, though.
That's all.
That's all. Thank God.